matter what he died
at.
Okay. Where do you put people who are buried?
Graveyard, cemetery.
Okay. And what do you put them in when you put them down there?
Coffin.
Any other names for it?
Casket.
Which one would you use more often?
I don't know. About the same.
What do you call a ceremony you have to...
Funeral.
Okay. And what are the people who are there, who family, what are they doing?
Grieving.
Mm-hmm. Anything? Okay. Would you say grieving or mourning?
Both.
Okay. If somebody meets you in the street and says, "How are you today?" and you're feeling just about average, you say, "Oh, I'm
all right. About same as usual."
Mm-hmm. If somebody's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it will come out all right." Don't
worry. Don't fret.
Okay. What's a disease of the joints called?
Arthritis, bursitis.
You ever heard any other name? Have you ever heard of rheumatism? Or
yeah.
What's that? Is that the same thing or is that different?
I think it's the same as bursitis. I don't really know.
Okay. And what's it do to it?
Swelling. Yeah.
You haven't seen much of it. What's a severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat?
Strep throat.
Okay. What's a disease that used to happen all the time that people get shots for now, but just be worried about it? It starts with a D.
Diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. What's a disease that makes you yellow?
Yellow fever.
Okay. What else are some other names for it? You ever heard it called jaundice?
Read it, but never heard it.
Okay, so for you, it would just be
yellow fever.
Okay. What's that when you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of what?
Appendicitis.
Okay, and what is something, when you eat something that doesn't agree with you, what do you do? And you get real sick.
Throw up.
Okay, what's some other names for it?
Pew. Vomit.
Okay.
My aunt says vomit. She doesn't say vomit.
She says vomit?
Vomit.
Uh-huh. And that's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
But you don't say it like your aunt. You say vomit.
Vomit.
But she says your aunt and uncle both say vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. If a person vomited, he was sick with?
Stomach. Sick of the stomach.
Yeah, okay. And she hardly got the news when she came right over. You know, this is the gossip. She came right over to...
I don't understand the question.
Okay. If she just found out the news and she came right over...
Told it.
Okay. If you invite somebody to come see you this evening and you want to tell him you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say... Now, if you don't come,
let down.
Okay. If somebody's dating somebody, pretty serious, how do you say
that? Going steady.
Going steady. Would you say anything, any other way of saying it? Would you say, if you ever use
the word... Struck on her.
Struck on her?
Yeah.
Would, and anything else? Would you ever say court and spark or anything like that? Okay. Now, that's...
I might say courting. Not seriously. If I was joking about it, I might say
that. Yeah, that means just dating then?
Yeah.
Okay, and now, what was that one you said, sparking on, or just, what was it, striking on? Is that what you
struck
said?
On.
Struck on. Struck on, which meant he's really serious then? Would that mean, okay, fine. And what do you call somebody's got a boyfriend, I mean, someone's dating him, what do you call him?
Boyfriend.
Okay, and what do you call her?
Girlfriend.
Okay, and a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother says, "You've been, what?"
Kissing, smooching, maybe.
Okay, and what might you say? What might you call that if somebody's been out on a happy day?
Making out.
Okay. If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want to, what do you say she did to him?
Turned him down.
Anything else? Any others?
I don't know.
What if she doesn't turn him down? What do they do?
Getting married.
Any other ways of expressing that?
Getting hitched.
Okay. Have you ever heard jump the broomstick?
I saw roots.
Only when you saw roots. Yeah, that's right.
Now my brother would say bit the dust.
Bit the dust, okay. Yeah. And hitched.